crystallized to have a man's original consciousness. The present moment we have got designated consciousness. I am thinking I am Indian, you are thinking Englishman, another thinking American. But actually, we are neither American nor Indian, nor any that sort of designation. We are part and parcel of God. That is our real identification. If we come to that consciousness, then all the problems of the world will be solved. Now, due to our designated consciousness, you are thinking you are different from me, I am different from you. But if you come to Krishna consciousness, then we shall know that we are one, the same spirit soul, maybe in different dress. That is the explanation given in Bhagavad Gita. Just like we are all human beings, gentlemen, ladies, maybe in different dress, but our aims and objects are the one and the same. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is purificatory process. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam, to make people free from all designation. Tatparatena nirmalam. And in Krishna consciousness, they become purified. And when they are purified, their activities by purified senses make them perfect. That is the ideal perfection of human life. And our process is also very simple. There is no need of becoming a great philosopher, scientist, or thoughtful man. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we can immediately contact with the Lord, because Lord as the person and his name and his quality are all absolute. So this is a great science. Unfortunately, there is no department of education for this science in any one of the so many universities. So we invite, therefore, all kinds of serious men for the welfare of the human society to understand this great movement and, if possible, take part in it and cooperate with us. That will solve all the problems of the world. That is the verdict of Bhagavad Gita, very authoritative book of knowledge. Most of you may know the name Bhagavad Gita. So our movement is based on this Bhagavad Gita, the authorized book of knowledge, and approved by big acharyas in India, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Lord Chaitanya. So you are all responsible representative of people. Try to understand this movement and ventilate it as well as possible for the good of the whole human society. That's all.
Yes, Your Grace, it seems to many people that there are probably more people in the world now who are seeking some kind of spiritual new life than probably ever before, or at least there's more evidence of it. I wonder if you agree with that, and if so, can you tell me why it is?
That should be the natural anchoring. Because we are spirit soul, we cannot be happy in material atmosphere. Just like you take out the fish from the water, it cannot be happy on the land. Similarly, if we are without spiritual consciousness, we can never be happy. So people after advancement of scientific knowledge and economic development, they are not happy. They are becoming hippies. So the cause is that they are in search of spiritual life. And this is the proper delivery, Krishna consciousness or God consciousness.
So presumably you would encourage this movement of more people to find the spiritual
life? Yes, unless you take to this movement, you cannot be happy. That's a fact. Therefore you invite everyone to study, to understand this great movement.
What worries me slightly is that since the arrival in Britain some while ago of the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, a lot of, he was the first guru that most people ever heard of, and since then there have been a lot of people and a lot of gurus have suddenly appeared out of nowhere. And one gets the feeling that sometimes they're not all as genuine as they ought to be. And I wondered whether you feel that it's right that you could perhaps issue a warning to people who are seeking some new spiritual life, that they should take care to make sure they have a genuine guru to teach them.
Yes.
Do you feel there's a danger?
Of course, to search out guru is very nice. But if you want a cheap guru, or if you want to be cheated, then there will be many cheater guru. But if you are sincere, then you will have sincere guru. People want to be cheated because they want everything very cheap. But just like we are asking people, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. The people think it is very difficult, it is botheration. And if somebody says, no, you do whatever nonsense you like, do. You simply take my mantra, they will like it. So the thing is that they want to be cheated. Therefore cheaters come. They don't want to undergo some austerity. Human life is meant for austerity. But they are not prepared to undergo austerity. There were some cheaters come. They say, oh, no austerity. Whatever you like you do, you simply pay me. And I give you some particular mantra and you become God within 6 months. And that is going on. So you want to be, if you people want to be cheated like that, the cheaters will come.
So do you think people should beware? If someone in all seriousness wishes to find a spiritual life and happens to finish up with the wrong guru, I mean, should they beware?
Yes, to take ordinary education, one has to devote so much time, labor and understand. And if one is going to take spiritual life, they must be serious. You know, how is that? They think that simply by some wonderful mantra, within 6 months they become God. Why they want like that? That means they want to be cheated.
And how would one tell that one had a genuine guru? Because one would be told to give up certain parts.
That of course depends on the person who is really anxious for guru. Just like when you go to the market to purchase something, you taste it, whether it is genuine or not. Similarly, you have to taste if it is genuine.
How can you tell if you don't?
That requires little education, a little knowledge. Therefore, we are opening so many centers, giving people opportunity to know what is genuine, what is not genuine.
How many followers have you got now throughout the world? Can you not count?
Well, for any genuine thing, the followers may be very little. And any rubbish thing, the followers may be many.
How many? I've met sort of initiated followers, people who are...
About 3,000, we have about.
And is it growing all the time?
Yes, it is growing, very slowly. Because we have got so many restrictions, people do not like any restriction.
Yes. Where is the following the greatest? Is it in America?
In America, in Europe, and Canada, and Japan, Australia, and India, there is millions of this cult. Apart from India and other countries, they are small quantity. But in India, there are millions and millions.
Do you think your movement is the only way to come to know God?
Do you think this movement is the only way to know God?
Yes.
But how do you have that assurance?
From the authorities, from God, Krishna. Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Puritajya Mami Tan Saranam Bhajam.
But if somebody else was to say that God had told him something else, would you equally believe him?
It's not that we don't accept other religious processes.
No, we believe other processes. Just like there are steps. If you want to go to the topmost story, so you go by steps. So some of them have gone 50 steps, some of them have gone 100 steps. But to complete, it requires at least 1,000 steps.
And you've gone up the 1,000, have you?
Yes.
If any of us here this morning wish to become followers, what would we have to give or give up?
The first of all, one has to give up illicit sex life.
Does that include all sex life? Or what is illicit?
Illicit sex without marriage. Without any relation, sex life, that is illicit sex life.
So sex is allowed in marriage,
that
but
is,
not outside?
That is animal sex life. Animals have no relationship and have sex life. But human society, there is restriction. In every country, in every religion, there is a system of marriage. So without marriage, sex life is illicit sex life.
Sex is allowed within marriage?
Yes, that is.
And what else would one have to give up for?
One has to give up all kinds of intoxicants.
Is that drugs and spirits?
Any kind of drug that intoxicates.
Even tea and...
Even tea, cigarette, these are also intoxicants.
Alcohol, marijuana,
alcohol,
yes.
Tea?
Yes. Anything else?
I want us to give up animal food, all kinds of animal food, meat, eggs, fish, like that. And one has to give up gambling.
Does one have to leave one's family? I think everybody lives in the temple, don't
they? Oh, yes.
So if you...
Unless one gives up all these sinful activities, one cannot be initiated.
So one should give up one's family as well?
Family?
To be a front... Yes.
Of course, family, we are not concerned with the family, we are concerned with the individual person. If one wants to be initiated in this Krishna consciousness movement, he has to give up all these sinful activities.
So you give up family as well. But what about work?
No,
I mean,
no,
need to give up one's family.
But I mean, supposing I wish to become an initiate, wouldn't I have to come and live here?
No.
Not necessarily.
Oh, I could stay at home?
Oh, yes.
So, what about work, though? Does one have to give up one's job?
You have to give up these bad habits and chant these beats, Hare Krishna mantra. That's all.
Would I have to give any financial support?
No. That's your voluntary ways. If you give up, that's all right. Otherwise, you don't mind.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
We do not depend on anyone's financial contribution.
So
we depend on God and Krishna.
I wouldn't have to give any money at all.
No.
Is this one of the main things that distinguishes a genuine guru from a fake guru?
Yes, a genuine guru is not a businessman. How are